You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. As Election Day quickly approaches, a group of people spent this past weekend marching through parts of Syracuse that have low voter turnout. WAER's Brad Klein reports that they're trying to get people to the polls this Tuesday.
Get out the vote. Are you a regular voter?
This is what the local community heard on Sunday as a band of residents went door-to-door in the Get Out the Vote walk. But they weren't celebrating anything. The nonpartisan group marched down the 2nd and 5th election districts in the 19th Ward of Syracuse, trying to convince people to vote. It is said that only one of four registered voters from these sections actually cast ballots on Election Day, some of the lowest numbers in the state. Heather Waters of the League of Women Voters says the walk was successful because they developed a personal connection with the voters.
I think it's just about making a human connection with this. When people come around, they often come around for their party and their candidates. So for us to come around just as neighbors saying, hey, let's get out the vote. Are you registered? What do you need? Join us. That has been satisfying, and I think people have been receptive to it.
And on the doorsteps, the message was clear. Chris Grissel of Onondaga Votes explains why it's important to vote.
If you stay home and you're not engaged in voter participation, then you have no voice. You lose your voice to exercise your right or complain about what you want collectively, because individually you wouldn't have a chance. So you have to. So when one person says that they don't care or they don't do that, they're just denying themselves a right that their ancestors died for.
And the public support was visible. Many were drawn to the music and greeted the residents at their doors to learn about the importance of exercising the right to vote. For Angela Wilson of the north side of Syracuse, the walk represented tomorrow's progressions.
I'm smiling right now. I was happy. I thought it was progressive. I thought it was cool. I like it. If you want different results, you got to do different things. And I liked it. I'm all for it.
Each of the walk's participants are confident in this year's voter turnout. Brad Klein, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.